WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Peace talks intended to stop the fighting in Gaza have ended for the day on an up note. The BBC's Jenny Hill in Tel Aviv describes points of agreement.
This is very, very positive wording coming out of Doha. It builds, I think, on what we'd heard from US and UK officials over the last 24 hours who said that it was looking very promising.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to Israel this weekend to press for a truce with Hamas. Hurricane Ernesto is set to hit Bermuda later today and then move up through the Atlantic. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Bermuda.
We already have rough surf coming in and people putting up shutters and plywood. The airport is shutting down later today.
Record high home prices have created more $1 million homes than ever before.
Redfin reports that more than 8% of homes are worth at least seven figures, a gain of nearly 8% from a year earlier, and more than double the number before the COVID outbreak in 2020.
CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks, CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Seniors on Medicare can expect to save big on 10 drugs after the Biden administration negotiated prices down. Senator Tammy Baldwin says they include heart meds that up until now could cost up to $6,000 a year.
Now Wisconsin seniors will save nearly $300 per month at the pharmacy counter with the new price of the drug slashed by 56%.
Out-of-pocket savings nationwide could reach $1.5 billion. The Democratic Party wants to keep the Green Party off the presidential ballot in Wisconsin. Its complaint alleges the Greens don't have anyone eligible under state law. The National Green Party is nominating Jill Stein today. She got 31,000 votes in Wisconsin in 2016. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
An Eau Claire nonprofit organization is looking to restart the Safe Haven Teen Center program. According to a WEAU report, officials from Evolving Wellness say they were forced to shut the program down in May due to a lack of funding, but have been fundraising with some of the teens they've helped to reopen the teen center next month. They say a number of local teens would meet at the center every week to discuss their mental health and develop coping skills. More information and a GoFundMe can be found online. An investigation is underway following a plane crash in Chautauqua. According to the Chautauqua Police Department, the crash occurred around 12:30 on Wednesday afternoon at the municipal airport. Authorities say the small plane crashed into a pine grove on the southeast side of the airport. The pilot of the plane, 34-year-old Travis Turner of Cameron, was flown to an Eau Claire hospital and is expected to recover. The Chautauqua Police Department and Federal Aviation Administration are conducting the investigation together. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best option, you know, that we really had left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Reese Hoskins on outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second, and then really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. You feed off each other when you're doing that, and I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More scattered showers and some thunderstorms are expected again this afternoon and into the evening. Some of them could be strong, bringing gusty winds, heavy downpours, and small hail. Otherwise, today, more clouds than sunshine, breezy winds, and high temperatures cooler into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, actor Sean Astin of Rudy and Lord of the Rings fame will join us. He's stomping for Harris all Saturday across the state. He'll tell us why.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide streaming on the Civic Media app. I'm your host, Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Todd Albaugh on this Friday edition of the Todd Albaugh Show, Luke's version. Filling in on this Friday. Thrilled to be with you. Discussing in this past hour, if you missed it, you can head over to the Civic Media website. What the role of government should be, a number of the consumer protections that were rolled out this week that you may have missed because of the horse race going on with the national polling, with the election results here in the state of Wisconsin for our primary, fall primary, partisan primary that took place this past Tuesday. And so I think it's very important to be talking about what government can do in day-to-day life for us as individuals, what it can mean in real, tangible things you can feel in your day-to-day life. If you missed any portion of that hour and you're just joining us, welcome to this Friday edition. But you can go check out the hour on the Civic Media website, every single hour podcasted for you. You can go over to the shows page. You can click on the Todd Albaugh Show. You can click on any of the great programs across the Civic Media Network. Check out the podcast there if you ever miss a beat. I got Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, and we are going to bring listeners who may have missed it yesterday an excellent conversation between Todd himself and the producers and director of the new Milwaukee Brewers documentary, Just a Bit Outside, recapping the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers quest to the World Series. So it's going to be a very interesting documentary. It's going to debut next month, September 13th, I believe, the world premiere for that. Todd and producer Kelly Call and producer-director, help me here real quick. Sean Hanisch.
Yes, Sean Hanisch.
Sean Hanisch. Had that excellent conversation yesterday for the markets that took the Milwaukee Brewers hosting the LA Dodgers. We want to bring that to you in its entirety, so that's going to be coming up at 1:30. Between now and then, we've got a fun Brewers story that we're going to get to, but before we do that, I want to also talk about one of the aspects that we've been seeing of a criticism of the Harris-Walz campaign. The media being very upset she's not sitting down and doing interviews, that she's not taking questions from the press. Well, over several campaign events this last week, she has been going to the press pool. She has been talking to them. It's been a busy couple of weeks since she became the presumptive Democratic nominee with the announcement that Joe Biden would not be seeking it back at the end, middle of July. And so one of the criticisms has been, oh, well, we don't get to ask her the questions. She doesn't have these policy proposals. What's her platform? Well, like most candidates, you find out the official platform during the convention, which is going to be taking place next week down in Chicago. The Civic Media team, including Todd Albaugh, Maggie Dawn, Terry Bell, will be bringing coverage of the Democratic National Convention to you all next week, Monday through Thursday. And we're going to learn a lot about what that platform is. But arguably, we've seen norms in politics change a lot over the last decade. Some of them for worse. When you have candidates that just say, I'm not going to release my taxes. I'm not going to tell you how I make my money. Now, that's not just applicable to the former president. We also saw U.S. Republican Senate candidate and California bank owner Eric Hovde dodge what his worth is earlier this week. So it's not just former President Donald Trump doesn't want to do that. We've seen other norms get shattered. And so I don't think it's completely out of the realm that you don't have a sit down with 60 Minutes or we don't really have any Dan Rathers of the world anymore. There's not one news person that is now a presumptive nominee for one of the two major political parties in the country to sit down with. That's not how a lot of Americans get their information anymore. You may be listening right now live across the airwaves. You might be streaming on YouTube, Facebook, listening to me here. You may be seeing this in a social media clip later on, scrolling through Reels. You may find it in the podcast. Broadcast network television is not the only way that Americans get their information these days. And so I think it's an interesting case study right now to see how the Harris-Walz campaign is getting the information about who these candidates are. It's a very abbreviated campaign. They're not necessarily doing it in the traditional way. But it's very interesting to watch. Because again, we've seen that these norms are just norms. You don't have to do it that way just because we always have. And so we now see the campaign sharing out, sitting down at a table having a discussion between Vice President Kamala Harris and her newly announced running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, of them getting to know each other. Because really, they're just getting to know each other. This is an abbreviated process for them, too. And it's a pretty interesting clip, and I've seen a couple of different takes on it, but I want to share it with you. Of last week, while in Detroit, during their swing through several of the swing states, Harris and Walz sitting down, having a conversation, and this is just a portion of it. If you haven't had the opportunity to see the full, I believe, 10, 12-minute clip that the campaign shared out, I recommend that you do it. Because these two are still getting acquainted with the national stage. But something notable that they don't necessarily see eye to eye on, even though they are running mates. Aaron, if we could play it for the people, the clip of Vice President Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Like, I have white guy tacos and
what is
like
that?
Black,
like mayonnaise and tuna? What are you doing?
Pretty much ground beef and cheese.
That's
and,
okay. Do you put any flavor in it?
No.
Oh.
Here's the deal. No, they said to be careful and let her know this, that black pepper is the top of the spice level in Minnesota, you know?
I'm the first vice president, I believe, who has ever grown chili peppers.
I'm trying to expand my food knowledge.
You know, we've got some cantaloupes. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Cantaloupe. Very mild cantaloupe. The vice president lets Tim Walz know that she's got him covered. To me, sharing information like this about who they are, and the conversation stems from food choices to musical likes, musical taste, to their upbringings. They're just getting to know each other. We're getting to know them as candidates. I think it's a much more casual way to get to know politicians of any level, really. And it is an interesting way, I think, that it's going to cut through to news gatherers across the country. We got Tony chiming in on YouTube. I hope that they can get past this and figure out how to work together. Seems like a fundamental problem. Yeah, as long as she doesn't put too spicy of peppers in the food, I guess that's all. That's how it is. I don't necessarily agree with the take from the governor. I don't think there's plenty of spicy food throughout Minnesota, right? There's plenty of spicy food throughout
the
Midwest.
There's spicy food everywhere.
It is probably a little bit more common that people in the Midwest don't like the spicier food. But, I mean, white guy tacos is just kind of a funny way to just say meat and cheese. But I think it's relatable. I think some people, Aaron, I don't know yourself, you knew exactly what Tim Walz was talking about when he said white guy tacos, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, my family, whenever we did tacos or burritos, it's, all right, well, like, given we had more flavor, more ingredients than Tim Walz, but not by that much.
Yeah.
Like a yeah, we add some store-bought taco seasoning in the ground beef and then add like sour cream, lettuce, tomato, beans.
I think a majority of people across the Midwest and maybe even across the country are like, yeah, that's how we make our tacos in a similar method that way. And so I find it interesting. I think I like a little bit more than meat and cheese on mine.
Me too.
I like good El Pastor. When you go there, instead of just the ground beef, that's really good. I like a little mango salsa, things like that on my tacos. But it is extremely relatable to see these two get to know each other, and for us as the voters to have the opportunity to see it as well. And so if you've got a take on how this media rollout is going, we'd love to hear it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's head over to the phone lines. We've got Wisco Paul calling in on this Friday afternoon. Wisco Paul, what is on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think they're doing a great job. You can see there's a kind of a bond between the two. And as far as the national media, I don't know if they really need them. Trump goes on the national media and never answers any questions. So, and I don't even know if the Republicans have a platform, to tell you the truth. But they're going to learn a lot more about him in this coming week, and the Devils, and you guys will be down there covering that. And I, up to this point, I don't think he could do much better. I mean, they look totally awesome. So that's just my take. Have a good day.
Appreciate the phone call, Wisco. It is, I think, more or less a continuation, though, of what the Biden-Harris campaign was doing. Because you saw media outlets getting upset with President Biden saying, hey, he's not sitting down with the New York Times. And the New York Times editorial board was really mad because as a candidate for president, he just wasn't sitting down with the New York Times. But I think it goes back to this. It's not dodging the media. It's not giving the cold shoulder to these legacy outlets. I think it's a realization that for a majority of news consumers, it is not the New York Times editorial board. It is not the network cable televisions that how voters are getting their information anymore. And so it is a very difficult challenge for candidates, I think, in the information ecosystem out there of figuring out how to communicate with voters. And so I think this is a very interesting case study to keep an eye on. It's something I'm going to continue to be watching over the next 80 or so days between now and November 5th, when Election Day rolls around. And it's a very approachable way to sit down, have these conversations, share their values. And again, I think the if you have the opportunity to go listen to it, and you're of that mindset saying, hey, why are Harris and Walz ignoring the media? Why are they ditching the media? We want to find out more about them. Go watch the clip. You get the story of their backgrounds, of how they're a girl from Oakland and a guy from Nebraska, a teacher from Minnesota and a prosecutor from San Francisco. And I think it's very, very interesting to see how going forward, we're going to have candidates communicating with the public, with voters like this. You're listening to the Todd Alba Show, Luke's version. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba on this Friday afternoon. If you want to join the show, give us a call. Send us a text, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Tropic Fan Fest is on at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You know what that means. Free smoothies for Tropic Rewards members all week. Monday, free smoothie. Tuesday, free smoothie. Wednesday, another one. Thursday, another one. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you guessed it, more free smoothies with Bowler food purchase. Don't miss a day. Download our app and join Tropic Rewards to get in on the fun. Tropic Fan Fest is now through August 18th at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Chicago, Chicago, that
time. It is time once again for a segment. We're going to get started here. Revive it a little bit for Mr. Aaron Zommers, who's going to be sharing with us Board Game of the Week. But folks, you are listening to the Todd Alba Show, Luke's version. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Todd Alba on this Friday afternoon. We are going to be, as a network, down in Chicago next week, Monday through Thursday, August 19th through the 22nd, covering the Democratic National Convention taking place in Chicago. If you want to be sure not to miss out on any aspect of the convention coverage Civic Media will be providing, be sure to download the Civic Media app. It's free. It's easy to do. Head over to the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store. Type in Civic Media. You will download the app. You can jump from station to station across the network. You can listen in to the excellent news talk radio stations around the Civic Media network. You can also tune into any number of our music stations as well. So if you want to take a break from the news talk, you can head over, click on WCFW in Chippewa Falls or WRJN down in Racine for timeless hits and local news in southeastern Wisconsin. So, Mr. Zommers, this is one that you haven't been able to do in a little bit, I heard. We missed it last week in your absence. We had some fun and completely forgot about Board Game of the Week for a Friday, but you and I, we're going to revive it. What is this week's Board Game of the Week, my friend?
Welcome back to this week's Board Game of the Week, a segment that does not happen every week.
We're dusting off the cobwebs. It's fine.
We do our best.
Yeah.
We do our best. So a few weeks ago, every year, there's a very prestigious German board game award called Spiel des Jahres, which for those of you who don't speak German, myself included, means Game of the Year.
Game of the Year. Auf Deutsch.
Yes. Yes. And so the winner for 2024 was a game that debuted last year at Gen Con, one of the biggest board game conventions. And it is called Sky Team. So have you ever wanted to fly a plane? Do you think you could safely land a plane if both pilots were incapacitated?
I have never had that fantasy. I have never had the grandiose belief that I could land a plane if the pilots were incapacitated. That is not
me either.
Not one of those things.
But now you can kind of try. Not really. It's not realistic.
That's the scenario, though.
Yes. So okay. It's two players, and it takes about 15 minutes. It's pretty quick. And you roll dice to try and balance out your plane. It's full of cargo. You're trying to land it. You have to get the right speed. You have to get the right pitch and yaw and whatever and land correctly so you don't crash. However, you can't talk, which makes things very difficult.
So you yourself are incapacitated then.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. So okay. You can talk before you roll your dice, but you can't talk about specific numbers or anything. So it just makes things a little bit more complicated. But it's especially fun if you have a good friend or a partner or something, somebody who you can really ham it up with, like, you know, oh, we're the pilots and we can't talk and
yeah.
Trying to land your plane. But it also not being able to talk helps alleviate a problem I've definitely encountered in a lot of cooperative games known as quarterbacking, where one person kind of is just like, oh, this is the best thing we should do. And yes, you all get your turns, but there's one person telling you what to do.
Gotcha.
Well, if you can't talk, you can't do that.
Right.
So I think I haven't played it myself, but I've watched a few videos. It seems very fun and I'd like to play it.
It sounds like a good game that would exercise just your nonverbal communication skills.
Yeah, to try and figure out.
Those are things that are important to be able to develop. So, interesting. All right. Well, we appreciate you providing this week's board game of the week. And we'll make sure to get on Mr. Alba. That is a more regular Friday occurrence. But folks, you're listening to the Todd Alba Show, Luke's version. I'm Luke Mathers filling in for Mr. Alba. We are going to bring to you a conversation between Todd Alba and the producer and directors of the new Brewers documentary, Just a Bit Outside, taking a revisit to 1982, talking about that Brewers team's journey to the World Series, winning the American League pennant and going on to the World Series. And it is an excellent documentary. We want to bring that conversation to you. So we're going to be bringing that in full coming up here at 1:30. And a little Brewers headline to take you out for the week as well. Then before that conversation, found this one interesting. One of my favorite places to stop when I'm at American Family Field. And we've got two Milwaukee Brewers pitchers that are getting their chance at their own beers. And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had a behind-the-scenes look with pitchers Colin Ray and Bryce Wilson. Both these Brewers pitchers going to be brewing their own beers at the Barrel Yard, the Leinenkugel's Barrel Yard at American Family Field. It's going to be very interesting. They're going to be exclusives to the Barrel Yard there at AmFam Field. And so a very just interesting process to see these pitchers, which they kind of have like a, this is a pretty cool job to have, right? Being a pitcher in the major leagues, like what you got kids dreaming of that all around. And the article starts off with how the two pitchers, both Ray and Wilson, are just in awe of getting to go behind the scenes to the brewery that is there in very small batch, just a couple of barrels in the Barrel Yard, but how mesmerized they were. And telling the Leinenkugel's brewer who was walking them through this process of them making their own beers, of how in awe they were of that job, how cool they thought that job was. And the brewer, she was just like, you guys have a pretty cool job of your own. Like, you guys are pitchers in the major leagues. And so there's going to be two honey blonde ales, surprisingly, same style. But there is going to be exclusives at the Barrel Yard coming up later this year. They're brewing right now. Similar last year, the Barrel Yard teamed up with Devin Williams for the first player brewed beer. We're going to have two more. Williams last year was called the Airbender Ale, an ode to the pitcher's changeup, which he performed excellently the last 2 days. Had two great saves against the LA Dodgers, one on Wednesday night and one yesterday afternoon. But the two pitchers brewing their own beers this year, Ray and Wilson are going to be naming theirs. Bryce Wilson's is going to be Billy Ale, and Colin Ray's is going to be named after the ode for his number, number 48 Ale. For his jersey number. And so Billy Ale and number 48 going to be two special releases coming up at the Barrel Yard at American Family Field. The two Brewers pitchers teaming up with Leinenkugel's to brew these beers. And I think there's just really something cool that I don't believe any other major league team in baseball or any other sport would be able to say, hey, you can team up with a brewery right in the stadium that you go to work at every day.
Well, we are the Milwaukee Brewers after all.
Oh, well, yeah, it's definitely right on the nose. And I think it's a really cool thing. So I'm excited. They're exclusive releases. I don't know how much they're making, but I'm going to try to get some of what.
I'd like to also.
The blonde ales are one of my favorites, and honey blonde ale makes it even better. And it'll be something to try. So if you're heading to a Brewer game anytime soon, you're going to want to check out whether or not the exclusive releases are there at the Barrel Yard. You're listening to the Todd Alba Show. We're going to bring you that conversation next of Todd Alba with the producers and director of the new Brewers documentary, Just a Bit Outside, recapping the 1982 Brewers. Todd will be back on Monday live from Chicago. I'm Luke Mathers, and I will talk to you all soon.
Chicago, that's my hometown.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force charged with solving Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage is putting the finishing touches on its recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says they include ways to keep people in the healthcare field as well as full-ride apprenticeship to train new workers.
Full-time benefits, full-time wages, they're going to be able to graduate with a nursing degree with no debt.
The task force recommendations will be part of Governor Evers' budget proposal next spring. Football fans who'd rather camp than stay at a hotel will have an option when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. The EAA is opening its campground in Oshkosh. People can start making reservations today. They require a three-night minimum stay at $175 a night. The NFL draft is April 19th through the 29th at Lambeau Field. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire is planning a week-long grand opening celebration for the Sonnentag. According to a press release, the new facility will officially start its life as a campus hub from September 9th to September 14th. During that grand opening week, the Sonnentag will host an open house, a salute to first responders, a comedy show by Brian Regan, and a concert with country music star Chris Young. Tickets for events during its grand opening week can be found on the Sonnentag's website. Visit Eau Claire is putting out the call for artists to submit sculptures for the 2025-2026 Eau Claire Sculpture Tour. According to a press release from the organization, the next season of the Sculpture Tour will debut in May of 2025 and conclude in April of 2026. The deadline for artists to submit their applications for the Sculpture Tour is November 1st. The tour features around 150 original outdoor sculptures throughout the city and surrounding areas, which makes it the largest rotating sculpture tour in the United States. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Okay, movie fans, as the summer winds down and you're behind on your summer flicks, here are some suggestions in order of my personal enjoyment. Topping the list is Inside Out 2, which I thought was a near-perfect film. I actually liked it better than the original, and it crushed several box office records. If you hurry, you can still catch it on the big screen. Mad Max Furiosa was nonstop fun, and although not the spectacle its predecessor, Mad Max Fury Road, was, it was a heart-pounding fun ride. It is now available to stream, and although not as spectacular in your living room, still a great watch. Number three for me is A Quiet Place Day One, as I really liked how there were no huge stars, which helped me lose myself more in the story. I actually liked the pacing better and the urban setting in Day One more than either of the first two Quiet Place films. Other films that will provide lots of entertainment, Dune 2, The Bike Riders, Civil War, Twisters, and Challengers. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
More scattered showers and some thunderstorms are expected again this afternoon and into the evening. Some of them could be strong, bringing gusty winds, heavy downpours, and small hail. Otherwise, today, more clouds than sunshine, breezy winds, and high temperatures cooler into the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he's known on TikTok as Mr. Global. Matt Randolph, an oil and gas expert, joins us to talk about the myths of prices. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Baseball, Brewers all the way. Milwaukee.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34, now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Songs of My Youth. Used to play that on WRCO back in southwest Wisconsin, a former CBS affiliate there. We are talking Brewers baseball on the Allball Show today. So excited to welcome back to the program one of our guests and welcome him first time for the other guest. The film coming out September 13th at Marcus Theaters all across the state of Wisconsin and elsewhere. As Letterman used to say, in select cities, and by God, I hope one of your cities have been selected. Coming up on September 13th, it is a new film called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 World Series Brewers run. And joining us to talk all about it is Sean Hanisch. He is the director producer. Sean grew up in the Milwaukee suburb of Brookfield, Wisconsin. He's been a Brewer fan since birth and grew up idolizing Yount, Molitor, Gorman Thomas, and the rest. Attended 60 games in that 1982 season, including all six playoff for home games for the playoffs as well. He is a Emmy-nominated filmmaker as well, has all kinds of great films. And Kelly Call, producer of this great film. Kelly is the former president of CBS Entertainment, a lifelong Brewer fan growing up in Burlington, Wisconsin. Beautiful Burlington. I've been there several times and never knew he'd be end up being a friend of his longtime idol, Gorman Thomas. Kelly Call, of course, 21 years, helped CBS build a durable, successful scheduling framework, making it the network, the number one network for viewers 14 of the last 15 seasons. He's brought us great shows such as Survivor and my personal favorite, Blue Bloods, if only it was still around for next season. But that's not why you called. Kelly Call and also Sean Hanisch, welcome to the program, guys. Thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks so much, Todd.
It's so great, and to have two Wisconsin guys here, and this may be important later on this half hour. Sean, you grew up in Brookfield, Kelly in Burlington. Sean, talk about what it was like just growing up as a kid in southeast Wisconsin, and how did you become a Brewer fan, and how did you get into filmmaking?
Well, I mean, actually, I have my parents to thank for my love of all sports. I come from a very a sports fan heavy family. I was lucky enough to, my parents had tickets to the Brewers since I think they got season tickets starting in about 1974. And, I was a lucky kid. I got to see, all these guys, grow up and, all the way up until I was 14. And there's really nothing like, a summer day in, at the park.
Right.
When you're 14 years old with your family, going in to see this incredible group of players, an incredible group of people that continue to win, continue to like. There was something. I know I'm getting right to the movie here, but I have such a fondness for that time in my life growing up, mm-hmm. because it's something that brought together my family, that brought together the community so beautifully, and you really felt like you're. I don't know. There's a real a community there that forms. I think Wisconsin sports fans and their teams have a special bond. Whether it's the Packers, the Bucks, the Brewers, the Badgers. There's something. I don't know. I've always felt stronger about those ties than I think some people that grow up in Los Angeles feel about their ties to their sports teams.
Right. I couldn't agree more. We've taken the show on the road all across Wisconsin this spring and summer. And you know what people don't want to talk to me a lot about? Politics. And when we talk about things like the Packers or the Badgers or the Brewers, they love it. They're like, Todd, talk more about that because it brings us together. So I couldn't agree with you more. How did you end up with a kid from Brookfield end up in the filmmaking business?
Well, my dad was in advertising. He had an advertising agency in Milwaukee. So I was able to go on sets, and since I was a little kid, I was actually in a few commercials when I was a child, some of his spots. So I grew up around the community of creatives and being on a set, and I was able to really learn all the different positions, at a very low cost, when I was a teenager or in college. And it really was when I was at Madison studying under an incredible film studies department and a really good production school. And that's really where I fell in love with film. And then I was fortunate enough to get into USC graduate film school, and then moved out here. And that was kind of the ticket or the sign that told me, hey, you could do this for a living.
Kelly Call, you're another Badger alum. In fact, his handle is Cali Badger. We welcome back to the program. We love you having you on here again, Kelly. Talk to folks that maybe didn't hear it when you were on before. Again, your love of Brewers, how you kind of got to be a Brewer fan growing up in beautiful Burlington, Wisconsin, and then how you got into ended up being one of the most powerful people in Hollywood, being the president of CBS Entertainment.
Well, I think it's a little bit kind of what Sean said. As a kid growing up in Wisconsin, it's just kind of osmosis. You know, you're checking the, and people forget now, I think, how different it was then. You're checking the paper the next day if the team played on the West Coast. How'd they do? Oh, the West Coast scores aren't even in the Journal or the Sentinel today. So there's just a great mystery. So doing that, and, I think it just, in the pennant chase that year, just getting caught up on it, and every game you're living and dying with the team. And again, it's, if you're not watching, and I would watch on, I think it was good old Channel 18, then you're again checking the paper in the morning to get any information how the team did. I think, like I said, it was just and where I do think Wisconsin is unique. And I think what our film does is, we've had some people say, what's left to tell about this story? Well, I think as we learned making the film, there was just in the context of the 80s and the economy in Milwaukee and unemployment and this town that was really down on its luck, this team and this diverse, interesting, kind of crazy group of players bonded together and lifted this whole city up really to the brink of winning it all. Didn't quite get there, but then the city showed, their love for the team and paid them back. And I think that's kind of what we, got into. And I would say the other thing we found along the way is, it still sits with these players to this day. It when we started, I think this was just, we were going to put a bunch of drinking stories together on film and have a good time with it. And there are a lot of those. but in talking to them, boy, we would, do these interviews and you would get to the end and you would get to game seven. And I think we took these guys back to, kind of a place they don't go too often.
Yeah.
And it sticks with them to this day. There's regret there, and they all handle it in different ways. But boy, it was I think Robin Young said it best, greatest ride of his life up to game seven, and game seven, worst day of his life.
Wow. Amazing. We're talking to Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call of the new film coming out in September called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 World Series Brewers. Sean, how did you guys come? Whose idea was it first to do this? Yours or Kelly's, or like who, how did this come to happen?
Well, I'll let Kelly take that, because really it started with Kelly and Gorman on a golf course.
All right, Kelly, as so often happens, right, in politics and entertainment, in life, it starts on a golf course. Go ahead.
Gorman, of the 82 team, I love them all, but Gorman was my guy. He was my hero. I modeled my batting stance after him. I wore my stirrups like he did. I took big cuts at the ball and struck out a lot like he did, and occasionally we get lucky and hit one a long ways. So when I found, and this was maybe 10 years ago, when I found I would have a chance to play golf with him, I kind of jumped at it. And I was, of course, very nervous to hang out with him and to meet him. But then we got out there together. And I, honestly, within, by the end of the first hole, it was, he's telling stories and he is kind of regaling all the guys we're playing with of tales from the team, including a lot from 82. And basically, on each hole, he had a new story for us. And, eventually, and this went on a couple of years, and I heard kind of so much that I talked to Sean. And I said, I think there's something here. Ultimately, it was not what we ended up with, but it was the kernel was this kind of crazy bunch of guys who kind of went out pretty much every night on the road, wherever they were, and in Milwaukee. But then we'd go out and, you know, hit home runs and win games the next day. It was kind of neat. And so that was kind of the kernel of it. And Sean and I spoke, and then we ended up doing some kind of phone interviews with some of the players to make sure that we, you know, had something. And you know, the more we talked to them, the more we knew we had something. And like I said, it probably the end and the final product is probably a little different than what we thought when we started. But it's, you know, absolutely satisfying. And what an incredible ride. There's no, you know, I think a lot of stories you've got to embellish the storyline along the way, but this story of the season needs absolutely no embellishment. It's a roller coaster ride, and it's all true.
Sean, talk about this, what Kelly just said, pick up on that, where you thought you were, where you started from, and how the film evolved as a director, what you got. How did that happen, and where did it end up?
Well, I think it's really fascinating because documentary is so different than making a narrative film. In the narrative film, you start with the script. The script is everything. In a documentary, you really form the. We had an outline, right? And the season lays out beautifully structurally. You know, high expectations, team falls flat on their face, have to replace the manager. The manager is a local legend. And I mean, if we all remember Harvey Keene, he had a peg leg. And, you know, I mean, it's incredible. And he and his wife lived above the bar that her family owned. I mean, you could not script this better for a CBS show. you know, and then his team goes on this ride, this rocket ship all summer. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, we're going to win this thing. Oops. But then Raleigh gets hurt. And you're like, and then we get down to Baltimore. And so you just have to win one game. And we lose the first three out of four. And then pull it out there, lose the first two in Anaheim, come home to win all three, you know, take it to the seventh game of the World Series. It's like we knew there was a structure there. What we didn't know was the depth of emotion that these players still carried with them. And that really dictated and dictates how the film turned out. It was our first real proof of concept here was our first interview, which happened to be Robin Yount. Mm-hmm. And Robin invited us into his home for this interview, which was very generous. He didn't know us. And we sat down, and 2 hours and 45 minutes later, his wife looked over at me, Michelle, and she said, "I've never heard him say the words he said to you today in that way."
Wow.
And it was this, there was something, God, we hit something. And it was, maybe it's timing, but it was like all of these players still hold so much emotion about that season, so much emotion about the relationships they formed with each other. They're all still really good friends. Mm-hmm. They're all really good guys. And they have such a love of the city of Milwaukee, the fans of the Brewers, the fans of the state of Wisconsin, because we showed up for them. And Kelly said this earlier. What really came out, Todd, after a few interviews, we said, this is a love story. This is a story of a town that was down on its luck, a lot of plant closings, a recession in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. It was a town that needed something to lift them up. They needed a team. And then when the team lost the seventh game of the World Series at their lowest moment, the town showed up and threw them an enormous parade, bigger than the parade that the World Series champion Cardinals had. And so it turned out to be a love story, and it's beautiful.
After a few interviews, we joked that, you know, this was kind of like Field of Dreams, where our mission was to like ease their pain. that's kind of what it felt like. And you know, hopefully we'll the players are going to see this in a couple of weeks, and we'll see if we did that or not.
Absolutely amazing. We're talking with Kelly Call and Sean Hamish of the new film, just a bit outside the 82 Brewers World Series run. We're going to come back, give you a chance to be at the premiere and also a Brewers game. A trivia next. More interviews. It's the All Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stomp your feet, clap your hands. You're part of the team sitting in the stands.
That's fantastic. Where do you find that, Mr. Zomers?
Brewer Fever, the theme song for the Brewers in 1980.
Love it. A little Brewers trivia for you. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up, Maggie Dawn Show after CBS News or ABC News, depending upon which station you are listening to across Civic Media in Wisconsin. We are talking to Kelly Call, producer, and also Sean Hanisch, director and producer of the great new film coming out in September called Just a Bit Outside, the 82 Brewers World Series run. Guys, this is a little production on the fly, Mr. Zomers. How long is that clip? Do we have, what's the time on that? Do we know?
A minute and a half.
Minute and a half. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play you this Brewers clip. And while it's playing, we're going to give you a chance to win 4 tickets to the Brewers game coming up on September 6th at 5:10 in the afternoon. And then a week later on Friday, September 13th, 4 tickets to the world premiere and a Marcus Theater.
Just a quick note. This is Aaron Todd's producer reminding you that since this aired yesterday, these tickets are already given away, so Todd's going to give out a phone number and ask for it, but if you call in, there's no longer anything left to win. But yes, the movie is out on September 13th. You can go to justabitoutsidethemovie.com and then buy tickets yourself.
This package, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy, 855-75 Civic. Give us one of the hometowns of our guests.
Which again,
Sean
disregard
Hanisch.
This. Congratulations to Hans, the winner.
Right answer while we're waiting. Mr. Zomers, if we can, here is the clip that we have from Just a Bit Outside, the 82 Brewers World Series team.
What you hear in the background are 54,968 fans. Nobody has left.
The stadium was so loud. As players, you can hear things. Even when it's loud, even when you still hear the ball hit the bat. And you kind of get a sense of how the ball was hit by the sound. But I never remember not being able to hear the ball hit the bat, except this time.
Vlad ready. The 1-2 pitch.
I didn't hear the sound of the bat that I was so used to hearing. And it was kind of eerie. It was odd. I questioned on how hard he hit it.
It was a one-hopper, good thing, because he smoked the ball.
It came right up to me, a perfect one-hop. I go to throw it to first base, and I let it go.
I'm like, oh, my God, this is it, this is it. All I could think about was just catching the ball and jumping.
And I'm watching this ball go across the diamond to Coop. And I swear to you, they've turned the dial back and it's in slow motion. I'm not sure it's ever gonna get there.
The ball was like it was just in slow motion. Coming across, coming across, coming across. Hurry, get here.
It was the craziest thing.
Ball lined to Yount, it's short! He throws!
Wow. I mean, I can't. I want to go see this right now. That is a great clip from just a bit outside, the story of the 82 World Series Brewers. We have Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, producers and director. This is fantastic.
Todd, I've seen that clip at least 50 times now, and I'm still goosebumpy right? here listening to that.
Seriously, if the camera could pick it up, I mean, literally, Oh my God, guys. Thank you both for doing this on behalf of all the Brewers fans in the state of Wisconsin and across the country. This is fantastic. I want to get to more of the film, but first of all, the question to win 4 tickets to the Brewers game at AmFam Field on September 6th and 4 tickets to the premiere of this great film coming out September 13th. They are guests, Sean Hannish, Kelly Call, both from Wisconsin. Give us one of their hometowns. Let's go to Hans here listening on WMDX in Verona. Hans, give us one of the two hometowns of our guests.
Brookfield.
You are correct. Nicely Woo! Done. The hometown of Sean Hannish. Are you able to go to both the game on September 6th and the premiere on the 13th?
Absolutely.
That's great. You have a quick go. When's the last time you were at a Brewers game, Hans?
Probably about 3 weeks ago.
Nice. So you're a Brewers fan?
Oh, absolutely. The girls are big fans.
Are you old enough to remember the 82 World Series?
No, I was 3 years old then, but I talk a lot to my dad, and I've watched a lot about it, and I grew up watching Molitor and Yount, so I kind of feel like I watched it, but yeah, not really.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for calling. Don't go anywhere. Hold on the phone. Mr. Zomers will take your information. You were going to that Brewers game on the 6th and the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside on September 13th.
Sean, can we sweeten the pot and send that man a poster from the movie?
100%.
All right.
There you go. Our guests are fantastic. Awesome. Hans, you're getting the poster for the movie as well. That's fantastic. All right, Hans. Great. Thank you, Hans. Hang on. Zomers will be with you in a second. I have no words. This is just the coolest thing ever, you guys. And we only got about a couple minutes left. Tell me something that you want Wisconsinites to know about this film.
I would like them to know that one of the goals that we set out to do was to help people go. I wanted people to be able to go back in time and relive the emotions of that entire journey. And you know what? When I saw that scene and all that leads up to winning the fifth game of the American League Championship, I felt the same joy watching that as I did being in the stands. And I was like, we got it. We can, like Hans when he was 3, he's going to go see this movie and now feel like he was there.
Kelly,
that's the thing.
Kelly, about a minute and a half left.
I'm not sure I could top that. I some people have said, well, what's left to tell about this story? But I'm very confident, if you go see this, you're going to learn things you absolutely did not know. There's a subtext to this. There's an emotion that the players show. There's the context of the city and the time. There's just a lot underneath this beyond just the story of the season and they got to game 7. I would also add, I've shown this to folks who know the story and folks who don't know the story, and they both go along for the ride and enjoy it, whether you know all the details or know no details.
The film comes out September 13th. You're not going to want to miss it. It's called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers World Series. You can follow them on all the socials as well. Kelly Call, Sean Hannish, thank you both so very much. We hope to see you in Milwaukee for the premiere for this. We're going to keep pushing it, keep talking about it. It's an important story to tell. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Todd.
Really
appreciate
you guys. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd Allball saying we'll see you on Monday for sure from the Democratic National Convention. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pat Kreitlow. Monday morning, we're in Milwaukee getting set to board the train as we preview this week's Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like $200 billion. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll tell you, Bill Gates, he would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.